Morning Manna by Rufus Parker, April the 15th, 2024. Working on the building. Now it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem, the Arabians, and the rest of our enemies heard that I had built the wall, and that there was no breach left therein, though at that time I had not set up the door upon the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, Come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and come down to you? Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 1 through verse 3. Today's morsel. When we read the book of Nehemiah, there are just so many wonderful and awesome insights into what is taking place here. Nehemiah is the king's cupbearer, who has found great favor with the king. From the time that he hears the news of the state of Jerusalem, he prays for direction from God about this situation. Not only does he find favor with the king, but he also found favor with God. Nehemiah doesn't tell the king what is going on until he first has a little talk with Jesus. This lesson should be heeded by all. I think if we would talk with Jesus about what is going on instead of others, we might not have so much confusion going on with our problems and situations. People have good intentions, but true advice only comes from God. Once Nehemiah takes inventory of the situation, he starts to rebuild, but he is seen as a rebel and one who must be stopped. His enemies do not want to see the building reconstructed, but the more his enemies entice him and try to discourage him, the more he continues to do what he has been called by God to do. When his enemies try to pull him away from the work, he tells them that he is doing a great work and that he cannot come down to meet with them. He understands that they have an agenda to hinder and harm him, but he's not about to give them the time of day. This is an attitude that we all ought to have about church and God's kingdom. We ought not to give any of our time to the enemy who is trying to distract us from accomplishing what God has called us to do. Has the enemy been enticing you to come off the wall? Well, you are not the first, and he will not quit. So keep building, and you will receive a great reward. Sing this song with me today. Well, I'm working on a building, it's a true foundation. I'm holding up the blood stained banner for my Lord. Well, I never get tired of working on the building. I'm going up to heaven to get my reward. When you see me praying, I'm working on my building. I'm holding up the blood stain banner for my Lord. As soon as I get through working on my building, I'm going to get to heaven to get my reward. When you see me singing, I'm working on my building. I'm holding up the blood stain banner for my Lord. As soon as I get through working on my building, I'm gonna get to heaven to get my reward. When you see me preaching, I'm working on my building. I'm holding up the blood stain banner for my Lord. As soon as I get through working on my building. I'm gonna get to heaven to get my reward. When you see me crying, I'm working on my building. I'm holding up the blood stain banner for my Lord. As soon as I get through working on my building, I'm gonna get to heaven to get my reward. Thought for the day. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1.